are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Mitchell, senior fellow at the Cato Institute here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on another aspect of the ongoing economic crisis. Many experts, including several advisors in the Obama administration and the president himself, have blamed excessive deregulation in the Bush administration for some of the excesses and abuses we've seen on Wall Street in the recent years. But is that true? And at the same time, what kind of new regulation layers can we expect from the Obama administration? And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be on the program.
What's the true story in the Bush administration? How much deregulation was there? How much regulation was there?
Well, there was zero deregulation. The only thing significant that happened in terms of regulatory policy as it relates to the financial sector was Sarbanes-Oxley, which was really more on the business community as a whole, and that was a massive increase in regulation. And then the Bush administration also expanded the power of Fannie and Freddie to intervene in private markets. So that, again, was a move in more government and more intervention. So for people who want to try to spin a story that the financial crisis is due to deregulation, they're just blowing smoke. This was a result of bad government policy, easy money from the Federal Reserve, the corrupt subsidies from Fannie and Freddie. This had nothing to do with free markets and laissez-faire.
So what you're saying is that government had too much of a hand in the way things were. And is this basically then an argument for more of it, just with an explanation to the contrary?
To me, this is a giant argument for getting the government out of the business of trying to interfere in private markets. If we didn't have Fannie and Freddie with the huge subsidies that they were creating for subprime and other forms of junk loans, we wouldn't have had the giant problem with the housing bubble. Now, of course, there are other factors involved as well, especially the easy money policy from the Federal Reserve. And I'll be the first to say, we did have people in the private sector make big mistakes, but that's exactly why they should be allowed to go bankrupt and not bailed out. Because if people in the private sector tried to take advantage of the bad subsidies the government was creating and they tried to ride the bubble too far and too long, they should suffer as well.
Dan, so what would that look like policy-wise? What kind of deregulation specifically would you endorse?
Well, what we should be doing is shutting down Fannie and Freddie. These are government-created entities. They're sort of a form of crony capitalism that you would associate with corrupt Latin American countries, not with an advanced democracy. And yet, Obama is now proposing to reinvigorate these entities. So he's, in effect, continuing the bad policy of Clinton, the bad policy of Bush, and we're going to get more of the same. And, of course, Obama is already continuing the bailout policy and the bigger government, more spending policies of Bush. I don't care whether somebody has an R after their name or a D after their name. If they're making government bigger, if they're increasing the tentacles of the regulatory state, that's going to be bad for our economy. We don't want to be like France with high unemployment and low living standards. We should try to be more like Hong Kong, laissez-faire jurisdiction that's growing very rapidly.
Dan, what do you fear is coming down the pike? Obama has said more regulations coming. He's not been all that specific, though. So what do you suspect is on the agenda?
Well, because the financial services sector is probably the most heavily regulated sector of our economy, it's difficult to imagine how you could regulate it even further. Now, I suppose we can give Barney Frank and Obama and Chris Dodd a lot of credit. They're very clever collectivists, and so they'll probably come up with some very innovative ideas to add more regulation on the layers of regulation that already exist. But this just underscores the issue. The reason we had a financial crisis had nothing, I repeat, nothing to do with deregulation, because we didn't have deregulation. We had increased regulation under Bush.
How do you believe they've gotten away with making that argument when, as you've just pointed out, the facts clearly don't back up the story?
I think it's just sloppy reporting by the establishment press. You have George Bush in office for 8 years. George Bush is a Republican. To the average journalist who doesn't do their homework, that means George Bush believes in free markets. Now, of course, George Bush was one of the most anti-free market presidents of our lifetimes. I mean, he'd be ranking up there probably with Jimmy Carter. But the average journalist doesn't look at that. Instead, just looks at the party label. Oh, Republican, he must have been in favor of deregulation, therefore let's blame deregulation, even though the actual facts on the ground are the complete 100% opposite.
And I think it's important for folks to understand that. And Dan, thanks so much for helping us do that.
Glad to be on the program.
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute here in Washington. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to check out the very best of Dateline Washington 24/7 online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.